The second Sunday in Advent, in the year of our Lord, 2024. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 3. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. He said therefore to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And the crowds asked him, what then shall we do? And he answered them, whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise. Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, collect no more than you are authorized to do. Soldiers also asked him, and we, what shall we do? And he said to them, do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Once again, the reading was from Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a new movie being released in a couple weeks that returns to a classic Disney animated movie. Mufasa, a prequel film, will attempt to give a backstory to the original Lion King. That is, Simba's father and Scar's brother. I'm a little skeptical about this new movie, though, not only for the storyline, but also because, in my opinion, nothing can top the original Lion King. The breathtaking animation, the Shakespearean plotline, the catchy songs. The Lion King is a top 10 movie in my book. With this Mufasa movie, it seems like Disney is banking on a little bit of nostalgia to get people ready for the Christmas box office week. But the original Lion King movie also helps get us ready for Christmas. Well, at least the name of one of the songs from The Lion King helps us get ready for Christmas. After all, the villain Scar's plans for a coup d'etat in the Pride Lands are detailed in a song named Be Prepared. And that song title is a pretty good theme for the season of Advent. Be prepared. especially this second week of Advent, everything in today's service contributes to that theme of be prepared. It's in our collect of the day. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. It's in our Old Testament reading. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. It's in our intro and end gospel reading. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. It's in some of our hymns. Then cleansed be every life from sin, make straight the way for God within. And let us all our hearts prepare for Christ to come and enter there. Hark, the herald's voice is crying in the desert far and near, calling sinners to repentance, since the kingdom now is here. Oh, that warning cry obey, now prepare for God away. Let the valleys rise to meet him, and the hills bow down to greet him. The answer may seem apparent, but with a theme like be prepared, that begs the question, prepared for what? Again, the answer is all over today's service. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare our hearts for Christ to enter them. Prepare for the coming Messiah. The evangelist Luke says it this way, distinct from the other gospel writers. Prepare, for all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Not just the children of Abraham, not just inhabitants of Jerusalem and Judea, but all flesh, Israelites and Gentiles, Romans and Greeks, you and I, prepare to see the salvation of God. Prepare to see the salvation of God, born of a woman 2,000 years ago, born as true man under the law to redeem us who are under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons and daughters of God. Prepare to see the salvation of God coming to us every day in the words of Scripture, in the remembrance of our baptisms, and every week in the body of Christ given for you and the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Prepare to see the salvation of God coming on the clouds of glory on the last day to take us from this veil of tears to our everlasting life in the new heavens and new earth. Be prepared for Christ, your Messiah, to come to you and be with you and make a way for you to see his salvation forever and ever. And so, more imminent than the prepared for what question is the how question. How can we be prepared? Or like the crowds, tax collectors, and soldiers asked John the Baptist, what shall we do? John answered this question by proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. He preached, bear fruits in keeping with repentance, And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. How can we be prepared for the past, present, and future advent of Jesus, our Messiah? First, do not think that salvation comes by your ancestry, your good works, or your perceived status in God's eyes. Rather, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as an atoning sacrifice by his blood, to be received by faith. And second, like Jesus himself later preached, repent and believe in the gospel. Repentance means to recognize sin truly, to be heartily sorry for it, and to turn around and abstain from it. Repentance is joined with faith, which comforts repentant sinners with the proclamation of the Holy Gospel, that your sins are forgiven, and faith which guides repentant sinners in holy living. John the Baptist's cry, bear fruits in keeping with repentance, prepares us this Advent season and all year long, in that we all repent. But the fruits of our repentance differ by our calling. Repentance is never shapeless, but has a different shape for the tax man who has been thieving, and for the soldier who has been extorting, and for the people who have been hard-hearted to their neighbors. Therefore, how can we be prepared for the coming Messiah? By repenting of our sins and believing in the gospel of Jesus Christ crucified, and by living in our God-given vocations and acting honestly in them. Therefore, if you are a husband or wife, repent of your sins against each other and love and honor your spouse out of reverence for Christ. If you are a son or daughter, repent of not honoring your parents and honor them that it may go well with you. If you are a parent or grandparent, repent of your sins and pray for and lead your children and grandchildren. If you are a laborer, repent of your laziness and work heartily as to the Lord. If you are a citizen, repent of your disobedience and pray for and submit to your authorities. If you are a friend, neighbor, or acquaintance to anyone, repent of your lack of love and pray for and love your neighbor as yourself. If you are a Christian, repent of your pride and take up your cross and follow Jesus and proclaim him to others. As your pastor, I repent of those things I have done and the sins of things I have left undone. And I will seek to do better at shepherding you and loving you. But above all, in our repentance, may God give us faith that we all, no matter our calling, are prepared to see and receive the salvation of God. Salvation that hears our cries of repentance, that forgives our sins, and that leads and guides us in godly living. About midway through that Lion King song, Be Prepared, There's this exchange between Scar and his minions, the hyenas. Yeah, be prepared. We'll be prepared. For what? For the death of the king. Why, is he sick? No, fool. We're gonna kill him. If the theme of Advent is be prepared, we are prepared for the birth of Jesus, the Messiah King, so that our King would die in our place. Our sins sent our King to that cross where he was killed. But in our repentance, he died carrying our sins, and thus taking them away from us. That's why John the Baptist tells us to be prepared and bear fruits in keeping with repentance. Because by repentance and faith, we see the salvation of God. Jesus, our crucified King, who takes away the sin of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Having heard the word of God, we confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.